Okay, good evening. Tonight is Tuesday, April 8th, 2025. I would like to call this meeting to order at 6:06 p.m. This is a regular meeting. It's a public hearing on the preliminary budget that was presented last week by the mayor. Can we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice.
Can we get a roll call?
Mr. Roach? Ms. Jermaine Izzo?
Present.
Mr. Gray?
Present.
Ms. Mancini Wright? Ms. Pirelli Sulkoff?
Present.
Ms. Patel?
Present.
Mr. Rivera?
Present.
Ms. Simon? Mrs. Wobno?
Present.
Okay, the record should reflect that you have seven members present, Madam Chair. So you have a quorum.
Okay, thank you. Item number four, additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of the agenda. There are no changes. So I make a motion to adopt as is. Is there a second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Item number five, public portion. Is there anybody from the public who wishes to speak?
Madam Chair, if you don't mind, I would just to clarify for the public. Pursuant to Section 81 of our charter, there's a public portion at every meeting. So if anybody from the public would like to speak on any item before the tax board other than the 2025-2026 preliminary budget, this would be the time to speak. And then the next item is a public hearing on the budget, the proposed budget itself. And if you're on Zoom, just unmute your mic. Please state your name and address for the record.
Does anybody from the public wish to speak? Third and final on the regular meeting, does anybody from the public wish to speak?
Madam Chair, Mayor DiMartino, just letting you know I am online.
Thank you very much, Mayor. Thanks for joining. Does anybody from the public wish to speak? Anybody from the public wish to speak? Third and final, does anybody from the public wish to speak? Item number five, public portion, is now closed. Item number six, this will be the public hearing on the preliminary budget that was presented by the mayor last week.
Madam Chair, that was the 2025-26 preliminary budget pursuant to the charter that you adopt was recommended by the mayor and presented by the mayor and adopted by you on April 1st, and it was published online. It was also published in the newspaper as a legal notice. So you are in compliance with the charter.
Okay, thank you. Opening up the floor to anybody from the public that would like to speak as far as the preliminary budget. Does anybody from the public wish to speak? Third and final, does anybody from the public wish to speak?
Yes, good evening. Karen Chemises.
Good evening.
John Street. Being that you are all out working on this for the last few months and that you've taken the time this evening to be here, I think that your work should be acknowledged. I know it's not an easy task, so I would like to first of all thank the members and for Mr. Hall and, of course, for the mayor for preparing a very fragile budget because, you know, there's no wiggle room in there. You got it down as lean as you can possibly get it. I would ask that you have $266,000 figured for capital expenses and you have the LOSA, but I hope that you are going to work very diligently and very quickly on working to have a referendum to possibly bring out for other capital needs that we need and have that going for the vote that's going to be in November. We would still need our fire trucks, and there's other vehicles and all the different departments that are needed. And those, of course, are not included in this budget. And there is a lot of buildings that need significant help that we every year just put Band-Aids on everything. And hopefully we can have a referendum that will take care of some of those Band-Aids. I would say that looking at the parking authority, you know, the revenues don't seem to be as high as what it used to be years ago. I would question, you know, when we do our reevaluations, will those numbers increase our base so that we can have better numbers coming in? But we really have to shake all the branches, look under all of them to find some additional money so that we can be going forward much stronger in the years to come. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Does anyone from the public wish to speak? Does anyone from the public wish to speak? Third and final, does anybody from the public wish to speak? The public portion of the public hearing is now closed. Item number 7, discussion, possible action on adjustments to the 2025-2026 preliminary budget. Did you want me to go through them?
So there were just a couple minor changes versus the last version. Obviously, what you have in front of you is the current version. We just made a few adjustments to some expenses on the citywide property section. We increased what we're going to be paying for the Derby Historical Society by $2,500. And we've moved what some of the money that was designated for the Opera House Commission into the working balance. And when they have a better plan for what they need that money for, they can come back to the boat and ask for that money at that point. Other than that, there was a couple. Yes, and we also adjusted the treasurer's salary and moved that into the special working balance so that what's in the line item is only what's currently approved for salary. However, if we do need it, there is something in that special working balance if we need to. Other than that, there was a couple formulas that were fixed, but all in all, it's pretty much stayed the same as last week. And the bottom line's the same, and there's still no mill rate increase.
Okay, thank you.
Happy to answer any other questions or if we want to make any other changes.
I think it is still, and I know we talked a little bit about this last week, and that's with respect to the budget being based on, the guarantee that the city and the Board of Education would be taking on the Connecticut Partnership Plan as, you know, an insurance carrier, as opposed to, I believe they're currently with Aetna. Is there a plan for moving forward in the event that doesn't make it to fruition?
Yeah, so it's less about the carrier and more about being self-insured versus kind of a fully insured plan, which is the Connecticut partnership is. So if we, for some reason, cannot go to the partnership, well, then we'll be left in a situation where we're going to continue to be self-insured. And, you know, we'll definitely run the risk that our claims costs can go up for many different reasons, including inflation. I think projected to go up about 8% per PwC. So, you know, while we would at that point probably still look at maybe switching carriers as we did last year in order to help with the negotiation and bring down, you know, maybe the admin fee a little bit, you know, you're probably not talking about more than, you know, 50 grand to play with, really. So, you know, we would have a material deficit to try to claw back somehow throughout all these different departments and through all of our working balance and other areas if that partnership doesn't come to fruition, or we're going to have to get really lucky on claims and just hope that folks don't get sick and hurt. And, you know, that's not really a plan. So.
I was just going to, so we hit our fund balance if we needed to, if it was a really large number.
We would, once we went through all of what we had in our working balance, then all that would be left would be the fund balance for sure.
Is there a motion on the floor to accept the preliminary budget with changes as identified tonight by Brian?
I motion, Jennifer.
Motion made by Jennifer. Is there a second?
Jose seconds.
Okay, seconded by Jose. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 8, discussion and possible action to adopt the 2025-2026 expense budget.
And Madam Chair, that amount is $52,891,986.
Okay. You know, I think based on the fact that it was presented last week and, you know, there weren't any questions, certainly the budget is moving forward without an increase. At this point, I am going to just ask for a motion on the floor to accept the general fund expense budget with $52,891,986. Is there a motion on the floor?
Bimini Patel, I motion.
Okay, motion made by Bimini. Is there a second?
Second, Laura Wabno.
Okay, seconded by Laura Wabno. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 9, discussion and possible action to adopt a 2025-2026 revenue budget in the amount of $52,891,986. Is there a motion on the floor?
I motion, Jennifer.
Motion made by Jennifer. Is there a second?
Second, Mike.
Seconded by Mike. Any discussion?
The only thing I would say is, even though the general fund budget is flat, mill rate is staying the same, I think people need to be aware that because the state gave the option of voting in favor of joining into the alternative depreciation schedule, that might affect some people's car taxes when they come out. So although the budget is flat and taxes are not going up, some people, based on the value of their car, may see a slight increase. I just think people need to be aware of that in case that does happen to them.
Yeah, and actually, I think what happened is the overall value for cars dropped dramatically across the board with the new calculation. The Board of Alders approved allowing it to adjust that calculation to bring it back up a little bit, but it's still probably at least 10% below what it was last year. And since the mill rate on the cars doesn't change, I would actually expect that most folks see a reduction in their car tax.
So they won't see any.
You know, I mean, if you buy a new car, right, and then you get different values. Yeah, yeah. But all things being equal, if you have the same car as last year, you know, you might even see a bigger drop than you thought you were going to see this year. But, you know, to the point about that adjustment, you know, that adjustment hasn't flown through yet. Like we said, we think it might be 100,000 or something upside. When we get the final numbers, we'll update everything. In future version, you know, we'll probably add it to the working balance, give us some cushion.
Thanks.
Thank you for the update and the information, and definitely a good point. Any more discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 10, discussion, possible action to adopt a 2025-2026 mill rate in the amount of 43.20. Is there a motion on the floor?
Jose motions.
Motion made by Jose. Is there a second?
Tina, I'll second.
Seconded by Tina. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I do just want to take a minute to thank Karen Chemises for always being willing to speak up. But I do echo her sentiments, and I think, you know, it's important not only for you to know, but the rest of the residents know that we certainly are aware of the need to move forward with the capital planning. I do think that we're farther along than we've ever been in recent years. So it is my hope that, you know, there is a plan that's put forward that does come before Derby residents this November. Anybody from the team want to make any comments?
Again, I'd just like to thank everybody on the board for all their work, and you know, Mr. Hall and Mayor DiMartino for all their work putting together, I think, a very sound budget that's going to help to move this city forward. So thanks for all the work.
Yeah, thank you. Anyone else?
Madam Chair. Mark Raffalo, I'm the town clerk and up close observer to this process, this organic process of budget making. And one additional thing that I would like to add, and thanking everybody for their volunteer service to the city on the boards, but also to note and observe that this was done in a bipartisan spirit of cooperation you know, a very much different experience as this is transparent. Throughout this whole process, in a very stark difference to 2 years ago and 3 years ago. So thank you for that, to all of you working together on behalf of the city in, you know, last year and this year as difficult years, to be transparent and to put together an honest budget. And of course, to our whole staff and so forth, but you to be congratulated, all of you.
Thank you very much. And I do agree. We have a great team.
Madam Chair, Mayor DiMartino, just like to thank all the members of the tax board for their hard work and dedication on getting through this budget. It was an absolute pleasure to work with you guys and to work with Brian Hall in putting this budget together. So thank you again for all your hard work.
Thank you very much, Mayor. Thank you. Okay. Item number 11, adjournment. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion by Laura.
Okay, motion made by Laura. Is there a second?
Bimini, second.
Seconded by Bimini. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Motion carries. Thank you very much. Meeting is adjourned at 6:26 p.m.
Have a good evening, everyone.
Good night. You too. Thank you so much for your service.